First up, Danielle Collin, a.k.a. D. Collin, is back. D, a local poet, interviewed us just a couple of weeks ago to discuss how she uses her art to make the world a better place. Here she is to talk about a benefit show to do just that on Monday night. Welcome, Danielle.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a bit about the Poetic Vibe at the Troy Kitchen.
Well, Poetic Vibe is a weekly open mic. It happens every Monday at Troy Kitchen. We've been off for a couple weeks because of Christmas and New Year's happening on a Monday. And this will be our first night back. I thought it was important, given the recent events with the quadruple homicide in Troy, to really lend a space for people to come and heal and share. And I personally knew the family, so it was really heavy on my heart to do that. So I am having Poetic Vibe on Monday at Troy Kitchen, but it's dedicated to the family. And I usually pass a bag around to cover for the featured poet. But since we don't have a featured poet on Monday, all the funds from the bag are going towards the needs of Isaiah, who is the remaining brother and son.
And that's a wonderful event that you're planning. What's been the response from the community?
The community has been really strong, and not just in response to the event that I'm planning. I just think overall people have really come together to support the family and to really support each other. You know, it's not something that we can really understand. It was a very senseless act. And when something like that happens, you really don't have any words. But all you can do is be around people who can support and people who can listen.
So the poets are going to, what sort of poetry are they going to do? Tell us about the event exactly.
Well, sign up starts at 7. I'm encouraging people to come with positive poems, come with poems that celebrate life, poems that are about hope, about joy, about the little things in life that bring us joy. I'm hoping that it can be a really uplifting night, poems about healing. So people who want to come and share, and even if you don't have a poem and you just want to get two sentences out of just how you feel, I'm open to that too. Because the stage, that's really what the stage is for. The stage is there for art, and it's there for people to be able to express themselves when some people don't have the words to express. So
what sort of advice do you have for people in terms of how to help with this event?
Well, the assistance with the event is really just to show up, show up with an open mind and a positive attitude, and show up ready to be around community, and to link up and to really unite as a community. That's really all I need from everyone. Yeah. And if we can all show up and just unite as one and move forward in a healing process, then we're going to have a great night.
So you really see it as an opportunity for the community to sort of come together and have a group healing moment.
Yeah, I do. It's going to take some time. I know that they've been planning counseling services at Troy Boys and Girls Club. They've been planning counseling service at Troy Middle School. The healing process is going to be a while. But if we can just continue that process on a daily basis, whether that's at Poetic Vibe or that's at the middle school or that's, just seeing someone on the street and smiling, right. Checking in on someone, checking in on your strong friend, the person who you think is strong all the time, just little things like that that we don't always pay attention to. I think that will lend itself to having a really healing, that will actually help the healing process, I think.
And what can someone who's not a poet do to help out with the event?
Give. Yeah. I am passing the bag around. I'm dedicating the bag to whatever Isaiah needs or what the family needs. And so if you could just come and show up just to listen, that's fine. But when the bag comes around, to just show some love to the bag so I can show some love to the family.
So this family lost several members of their family, not just one person.
Right.
It was four people, five people?
Well, there was, yes. So There were two women and mm-hmm. there were two children. The children were 11 and 5 years old. I worked with the family at the Troy Boys and Girls Club for years. And they were wonderful, sweet, people, you know, and, the 11-year-old was just energetic, full of life.
Right.
So it's hard to think about them not being around anymore. I don't even have words for that. You know, it's hard that they won't be around anymore. But I know that the strength comes in searching for it and embracing the journey and finding ways to, you know, touch another human being, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. There's power in our stories and linking our stories together.
So are you a poet yourself?
I am.
So, you know, we can't have you here without you doing a little poetry for us, you know.
Okay. So I'll read a poem. I don't trust my memory right now.
It's all right. So you're younger than me, so your memory is much better than mine.
So I'm gonna read a poem. This poem was inspired by a prompt I started on my fan page, where I had people give me a word, and I had to write a poem based off of the word, and the word was turbulent. So here we go. They say flying is the safest way to travel, that entering a machine that gives us wings is the safest way to get from point A to point B. But let's face it, do we fly for safety or for speed? Try to reach a destination like trying to reach a dream with some urgency, because don't we all want to soar? And so we fly, even if we don't believe. Even if we have a glimmer of doubt that we'll make it out when the winds become turbulent and we think of the way our lives could have been different, we hope that it was all worth it. But if it all goes right, we land, and so we fly again. But some of us never get to see the inside of a plane. Some of us never get to carry on a dream, and so our luggage remains unpacked like a suitcase without intentions. Some of us been watching dreams take off and landing elsewhere. Too afraid to ever leave something solid beneath our feet. Too afraid of crashing. We'd rather look up at the sky than be in it. But maybe the safest way to live is to dream instead of getting our heads out of the clouds. And even still, some of us only ever dream of a dream, of being in the air. And maybe the safest way to dream is to fly, to sit by a window, see how small you ever were, how big you could become. That the only thing worse than flying is never flying at all.
That was good.
Oh, thank you.
I think we're supposed to snap for that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, snaps.
Snaps, snaps, snaps. I'm almost cool. I mean, that was powerful. I love you. That. Just, you know, flying and being bigger than we think we can be, mm-hmm. you know, and you are taking on a big task to be bigger than you thought you could be, to yeah. make a difference for a family.
I think that's the only thing we can ever do. You know, is make the most of the time that we have and to be the best person that we can be today, you know, in this moment, in this now.
Right.
How can I be my best self?
Right, right.
And if that means helping someone, if that means listening to someone, if that means writing someone's story when they can't write it for themselves, whatever that is, we can be our best selves and make our world better.
You know, it's almost... There are no words to really describe what you're doing, you know, to really take responsibility for your community and saying, I'm going to do something that's going to make a difference. I'm going to take the risk, because it's a risk anytime you plan to do something mm-hmm. and you're being brave enough to take the risk to extend healing to your community is a testament. And I hope that young people that are listening and people that are listening will see what you're doing and just be inspired.
I hope so.
Indeed.
I hope so.
So in regards to the event, not everyone's going to be able to make it mm-hmm. on Monday. What are other ways that they can support the Myers family?
I know that the Boys and Girls Club has been working. The Troy Boys and Girls Club has been working really closely with the family. Mm-hmm. That's an avenue to go by. The memorial service is tomorrow. Okay. At Troy Middle School, mm-hmm. at 1:30. So I know it's going to be open and people are going to just be coming in just to show support by their presence. So there's that. And the GoFundMe that was up to raise money actually met its goal. Like they met their fantastic. Goal. So that's what I mean by community really coming through, mm-hmm. you know,
right.
Because they were trying to raise a good chunk of money and mm-hmm. People were giving. People were really, really giving. And so I know that the community has this family's back.
Right, and that's very good to know. Now, so they don't miss the event, mm-hmm. where exactly is the Troy Kitchen?
Troy Kitchen is on Congress Street between 3rd and 4th. Mm-hmm. The exact address is 77 Congress Street. So, yeah, it can, you know.
And what time will it start?
It will sign up. The sign up list opens at 7:00. That's also your opportunity. If you'd like to get something to eat, you can do that and get a seat. But I'll start promptly at 7:30.
So if people want to find out about the event, is there where to contact you? A Facebook page, a GoFundMe, a link or something?
They can. There is an event page on Facebook. It's called Poetic Vibe, a Celebration of Life fundraiser. So they can find that on Facebook. It's also shared in the Poetic Vibe group page. So if you go to Poetic Vibe group page on Facebook, you can find that. And then my website is dcolin.com, dcolin.com.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with us to just share what you're doing. And good luck at the event.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
All righty.